Sir, good evening. How are you doing today, sir?
Doing just fine, sir. In the shop, it's on standby.
Okay. And you have what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more, sir?
Yes, that's correct. There will be 5 more after him.
Okay, well, we'll get started, sir.
Okay, I'll pass it on to him.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, good afternoon, sir. And please give your name and your ABC number for the record, sir.
Yes, my name is, Lorenzo Chavez, ABC number 142779.
Mr. Chavez, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Trustee for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation over warrant. And based on information that we have, you was notified of this hearing back on March the 2nd of this, March the 2nd of this year. We remember that notification, sir.
Yes, sir.
And it stated among other things that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. But we don't see an attorney this afternoon. Maybe we assume that you're going to represent yourself, sir. And as you can see, there are 5 board members participating in your hearing this afternoon. And I'm going to start on my right, your left. That is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Ms. Louis Kawanis, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair. We're also having a room, the gentleman that you can see there, and that is Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer today. Mr. Chavez and Mr. Osborne, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God and you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Chavez, as an individual, you have one allegation over one. I'm going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false? And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 6336 West Winslow Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on about December the 7th, 2017, with proper proof of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts is unknown, as you were under surrender from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's false, sir. I never moved residence, and I read the rest of the report that parole officer wrote
in. Okay. Okay, right now, we just need to do this part right now. We just want a true or false, and you say that it's false. So we're going to take some testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we'll be back and talk to you why it's false, sir. Mr. Osborne, would you give us testimony on allegation number 1, sir?
Yes, sir. Allegation number 1. On December 7th of 2017, the offender signed conditions of supervision stating that he will obtain approval from his supervising parole officer before changing his residence. The offender was approved to reside at Rehabilitation Assistance with his brother at 6336 West Winter Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, 85035. On December 19th, 2017, in an attempt to contact the offender, CCO Logan called the offender for co-sponsor brother Richard Chavez at the phone number provided to inform the offender of the next report date of December 20th, 2017. Mr. Richard Chavez stated that he would ensure the offender would report. The offender failed to report. On December 21st, 2017, in an attempt to contact the offender, Senior CCO Hager provided a violation letter to the offender as approved residence located at 6336 West Winter Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, 85035. The current resident is the offender's cousin, and she stated that the offender never established residency there after his initial intake of parole. She also said the offender's brother, Richard, does not live there either. Follow-up. On December 21st, 2017, Senior CCO Hager provided a violation letter to the offender's residence located at 6336 West Winter Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, 85035. The noncompliance letter directed the offender to report to the Bicam Regional Parole Office on December 22nd, 2017 at 10 a.m. The offender's cousin said she would try to locate him to give him the noncompliance letter. On December 22nd, 2017, CCO Logan attempted to contact the offender by contacting the offender's emergency contact brother, Jesus Chavez, at the phone number provided. The phone call resulted in unsuccessful due to no answer or response. On December 22nd, 2017, CCO Logan made telephonic contact with the office of the Maricopa Medical Center and was informed that the offender was not a patient within the Maricopa Medical Center. On December 22nd, 2017, CCO Logan made telephonic contact with the office of the Maricopa County Sheriff and was informed that the offender was not in custody within the Maricopa County Jail System. CCO Logan knows of no other person or place to contact in an attempt to locate the offender.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Flynn, and we're back to you, Mr. Chavez. It seems to me, and I need for you to tell me why it's false, that your brother, you're unable to get in contact with you through your brother or your cousin, and are unable to get a letter to you. So what happened, sir?
Well, first of all, I don't have a better reason to get that out of this, so I don't know who you guys did it. First of all, they took me to the patrol office, and when I went to the patrol office, my original patrol officer, Mr. Logan, was not there. So they had another lady take over for him, which was by the name of, I got it right here, which is, I guess it's Jay Tidwell. Tidwell, it says right there, signature Jay Tidwell for all Logan, who went over my room and condition and everything, who gave me everything I had to do, and my cover for tasks, which it was meant. Okay, she said that I didn't have to report until the next month, which was on the 7th. She said, if I had any problems with any law officers or anything by the time I was due the next month, then you contact Mr. Logan, which is my original, my assigned patrol officer, because he wasn't there when I got out. So she went over, she's the one that gave, and you go over the paperwork and you'll see where she signed for Mr. Logan.
But where were you staying, sir? I think that's the question that we're asking now. Where were you residing at?
At 6336 West Windsor.
And according to your parole officer,
I still reside there till today.
Well, your parole officer attempted to deliver a letter there and to your brother and someone who identified themselves as being your cousin, and they said that you were not there.
Yes, well, whoever they talked to, they should have tried to contact my brother with all they can, because my brother's number is the same number that, and you can ask our pro office, 602-777-2795, his name is Richard Chavez, and he's the owner of that house. He's the owner of that house, and that's the number that I gave the lady to call that she approved the address for me to go there. And it's not reborn assistance. That is it's not a rehabilitation center. Reborn assistance, I don't know where he got that reborn assistance. It's my brother's house, Richard Chavez.
Okay. Hold one second, sir. Hold just one moment, please, sir. Now, Mr. Osborne, he does point out the fact that the reborn assistant was not, this was his brother's address. So what was that about, sir?
Yes, there was probably a cut and paste in Scott's take the reborn fire out, but the brother's name and the address were correct. The phone number was correct, in which the officer tried and attempted to contact the offender's brother, and he never contacted him back. I'd also like to note that he was missing for 65 days on his current status and did not try to contact his parole officer.
Okay, so I'm going to ask if any other board members might have any questions at this time, Mr. Chavez. Hearing none, then I'm going to move forward so we can get into phase two, depending upon this vote, and I'm going to make a motion at this point, and that is to find that Mr. Chavez did, that based upon information contained in the warrant as well as testimony, come from the Department of Corrections, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision. He was delinquent and that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways, and that is my motion at this time.
Second.
Based upon the unanimous of the board, so you have been talking about basically terms and conditions of supervision. Now we're going to phase two of your hearing. Phase two is a very important phase because it's here where we're going to make a determination. That is, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your commitment to supervision or to continue you on supervision. We're going to ask that you remain quiet as we're going to get some background information on you, and then we're going to come back and talk to you, and you talk to us, and before the board will make its decision. So at this time, we're going to get some background information, and that's going to be presented to us by Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne, sir.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chavez was released from DOC custody on December 7th of 2017. He was arrested on February 10th of 2018 by the Phoenix Police Department on his condo warrant status, and was returned back to our custody that same day with 65 of his condo days, with a community supervision end date of April 13th of 2018. Current conviction, 2017, dangerous drug violation, 1 year, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1999, narcotic drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. 1999, theft, 1 year. 1999, marijuana violation, 1 year. 2002, narcotic drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2005, aggravated assault, 2 years, 6 months. 2005, kidnapping, 6 years, 6 months. 2011, theft, 1 year. In 2013, marijuana violation, 1 year. He's had 6 terms with DOC, has a COIR score of 3-3, a mental health score of 2, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is a change in permission noted that on March 24th of 99, M.A. Chavez self-admitted at Cocopa unit that he is a former member of the 30th Avenue Criminal Street Gang out of Phoenix. Prior term of supervision, 2000, Chavez had gone for 19 days, reinstated by BOEC, arrested by Phoenix PD, returned to custody, and released his CSED in jail. 2003, TIS released, arrested on new felony charges of aggravated assault and DUI with injury, returned to custody, reached his CSED. 2009, TIS was found in 31 days, returned to custody, and revoked by the DOEC. 2012, TIS was found in 8 days, returned to custody, revoked by BOEC. And 2014, TIS was found in 70 days, returned to custody, and revoked by the BOEC. And the minor disciplinary history with drugs noted. Other arrests, 1994, disorderly conduct, AT felony conviction, probation. 1996, possession of narcotics, AZ felony conviction, probation. 2003, theft, AZ felony conviction, probation. And 2011, stolen property, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. And he has a community risk score of G7V8.
Mr. Osborne, sir, for sharing that information with the board. We've already talked about the residency, so I won't go back into that at this particular moment. We don't show any employment. Did you have any employment whatsoever with Mr. Chavez when you were out, sir?
Well, this is all that's around the state. Is, like I said, I was supposed to go back 2-30 days later. They put a warrant out for my arrest 14 days later after I got out.
Did you have any employees while you were out, sir?
Yes, I did. I worked at the car bus on 6702 West Thomas.
Okay. And did you have been dropped any UAs while you were out, sir?
No, because my color haven't came up to cement.
Okay, so you go back and look at it with minutes. Okay, sir. Now, maybe you can explain this, but I'm going to ask you at any rate. You can explain. We heard that you had absconded for some 65 days. Could you explain that to the board, sir?
Well, the only reason I absconded because I didn't receive the mayor. They said the 7401, they said that they tried to contact my brother, my little brother, the deceased Chavez. Which is at 7401. I wasn't aware of the letter that they sent until the 25th, which was when my little brother told me that he had got a letter from the Arizona Department of Corrections, which is on the 25th. Okay, on the letter it stated that on the 22nd I was supposed to report to somewhere north 29th Avenue to some place, right? And it was already the 25th, so I told my little building, what are you going to do with the title warrant out for this? I said, well, I'm going to just go turn myself in. Anyway, I ended up turning myself in just a couple of months ago. Well, when I got arrested this time, I turned myself in. They were stopping somebody in front of my friend's house. I was in the back. I came out, told the officer that I had a warrant out for my arrest, and he arrested me. Because I was tired of looking, and I was not on drugs. And like I said, they put a warrant out for my arrest 14 days later when I didn't have to show up until the next month.
Okay, sir. I have any questions for you, sir, at this time.
I got addresses to go to. I mean, I've done everything.
So you're going to have an opportunity to explain all that to us, but let's see if other board members have any questions for you at this time. Board members don't have any questions for you at this time. However, we're coming to the end of your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity, since this is your hearing, to make any final statement that you would like to make to the board before the board makes its decision. So please make your statement without repeating yourself, sir. So now, please go ahead and tell the board whatever you want to tell the board, sir.
I just want to let you guys know that, you know what, whatever miscommunication me and the prior probation officer, parole officer had, it was a miscommunication from now. I never moved out of my brother's address, and they could call my brother himself at the same phone number and ask my brother, and he would let you know that I don't have where they talk to at that address, that I don't have no cousin there, and they didn't talk to him. And they could call him at his job right now if they want. The parole officer or whoever wants to call him, his name is Richard Chavez, and his number is still the same. He's the owner of the house or whatever that they talked to at the house. They should have just kept on trying to contact my brother Richard Chavez, because he's the owner of that house, and he's the one that I got released to stay with. So they didn't talk to nobody else. They didn't talk to my brother Richard himself. And he's the owner of that house, so how would somebody say that he don't live there and I don't live there either? He's the owner of the house. You know, whoever they talk to, they talk to somebody that lives in the village or lives in something, because I don't have a cousin to live at 6336 West Winter. The only person to live there is my brother and his old lady and some kids, his stepkids. Those are the only people that live there. And they could call my brother at work right now at the same number that's on that paper that I gave him for probation when they released him from parole, and they could call him, and he would let you guys know that whoever they talked to were mistaken, because I never absconded, that I never left that address, and that address is still my address to this day. And that's not the only address I got to go to. I got my other brothers too, so there was no way. Why would I abscond?
Okay, sir.
And plus I wasn't supposed to report. Remember, Mr. Rogan wasn't there when I got it. I talked to a whole different lady, and she gave me the rules and conditions, and I got proof that I did get mine. Everything I had to do, I called my cousins on the way up to the 25th. I got my access card.
One moment, sir. I'm going to cut you off in one moment. Go ahead. I'm going to give you one moment to complete your statement, sir.
And I just ask that you please put me back to the same address, or I can give you another address, or you can call my jailer. I'm not out there doing no drugs, you guys, or anything criminal. Like I said, I've never moved out my jailer's address. You know what I mean? Like I said, it's the same address, and you were calling him directly to me the job right now, and he would let you know that I never moved addresses. Whoever told the probation officer that I was mistaken, I never moved addresses.
Okay, thank you so very much, sir. Thank you so very much. Now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet and have fun. This discussion, the board is going to make its determination. Please stay on the phone and listen, because we operate under the open meeting laws of the state of Arizona. So at this time, the board is going into discussion. I find that Mr. Chavez is a very interesting young man. I think I understand the situation. I'm not going to deny that there might have been some miscommunications, but according to the request for this warrant that we have, we do take note that his brother, Richard Chavez, maybe there's more than one brother, Richard Chavez, at the phone number provided to inform the offenders of his next date, and Mr. Richard Chavez indicated, stated rather, that he would ensure his that the offender would report. The offender failed to report. Richard had some contact with somebody from the parole department or some letter, and he said that he would have him to report, and he did not report. I just don't see at this particular moment where he's suitable for community supervision, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members.
I agree.
Therefore, I'm going to move at this point to find that Chavez violated terms and conditions of supervision that he was delinquent, that he had and may have lapsed into criminal ways, inasmuch as based upon the information contained in warrant number 2017W4297, as well as information from the Department of Corruption, and that is my motion.
Right.
Agreed. Okay, who seconded that? Okay, Mr. Neal seconded it. A unanimous determination of the board, so your community supervision has been revoked. However, you will be out next month. That will be the 13th, less than a month from now. You're going to be out. You won't have a role officer to have any miscommunications with. You can go back to your job, and you can go back and reside with your brothers, because you won't have any...
Yes, but how about the policy from the day I got on until the 14th from my warrant, but I didn't
say that they did. Sir? Your hearing is over. Thank you so much for your participation. And you can give the phone back to your parole, to your parole officer. I mean, the CO3, we would certainly appreciate it. Thank you so very much. Your hearing is complete.